you, all you ever see are people, you know, who loathe and despise you and hate you. I mean, it's like being a Deutschmark after the First World War, I always say. There's millions of them, and you have to try and bring some kind of currency to that. And they just said, well, he's done it with the other football show. Let's see if it happens in the morning. Now, as I say, it may not work for everyone, but it is working really well. Tell me about the
606, because you're going to stay with us for the show. Yep. So we'll be talking about you. That 606 show, I mean, Radio 5, they've been saying, oh, nobody's listening to Radio 5.
But yeah. Now, you know what they say? They say, oh, that right, because they don't actually want to be as offensive as that. They say, I can never find that. Like, oh, this new concept of radio, you mean you can change channels? Yeah. It's not a set of keys or two theatre tickets behind the clock. You can find it. It's just there. It's the same place every day, you know. It's at 909-693, but it's not on the FM, it's on the AM. That's when I said, cool, I can't find that, I turn the house upside down. We found it under the settee in the end. You can find it.
But tell me about the 606 show, because that really has made, and apart from your breakfast show, it's made an enormous impact. It's been great for Radio 5. You're kind of looked upon as a guru, really. I mean,
No, I don't mind sending up the personality of the year, but I refuse to buy gurus. No, guru me no gurus, Terry. No, the 606 with a football show that's funny, and I think that just came as an odd thing. It's just the funny
show.
But don't
they try and pull you in to take part as a kind
football.
Of leader figure? And
no,
for the fans and all the rest.
The worst thing in the world about doing people who don't know it, it is a football show that goes out after the results and tries to apply itself to football teams, and it's much more interested in what supporters really think about things, and it's certainly not that horrible, boring minutiae of should Coggins or Boggins be playing on the left wing. It doesn't do any of that. It's more interested in the coldest grounds, the ugliest footballers and stuff. Yeah. Or just not even footballers, just people generally sometimes. And I do get a lot of those pressure groups wanting me to be campaigning and crusading. No, it's funny first, and it should be big and acceptable and arrant nonsense dressed up as, you know, issues of the day. It's not. It's just trash.
Secret of popular radio.
I'd have thought so, hopefully, yeah.
And you do it. Danny Baker.
Hang around, is that it?